And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. The battle for basic biology continues in Canada, where Ontario's appeals court will decide whether the city of Hamilton can ban a simple bus advertisement that declares woman an adult female. The Christian Heritage Party of Canada fought for their right to state biological reality in 2023, only to have city officials reject the ad after consulting with an LGBT group who claimed such truth-telling would pose a risk to transgender people. Yeah, apparently, acknowledging that women exist is now considered dangerous. The city's rejection letter actually admitted the party had charter rights to free speech, but decided conservative values were grounds enough for censorship. Meanwhile, in Wisconsin, Democrats are doubling down on their war against motherhood itself, introducing the Marriage and Family Equality Act that scrubs the word mother from state law and replaces it with pregnant person. Yeah, while families are struggling with inflation and crumbling infrastructure, Wisconsin Democrats apparently believe their top priority is erasing women from the legal vocabulary. The courage to stand for truth was on full display at Oregon State Track Championships, where two high school seniors, Alexa Anderson and Reese Eckerd, turned their backs on the medal ceremony rather than celebrate alongside a biological male competitor. One of the girls put it perfectly, saying, quote, "We didn't refuse to stand on the podium out of hate. We did it because someone has to say this isn't right." President Trump continues cleaning house of Biden-era ideological enforcers, firing National Portrait Gallery director Kim Sagan for her highly partisan push of DEI initiatives from her position overseeing America's presidential portraits. Sagan spent her tenure focused on language justice and promoting art based on ideology rather than excellence. Speaking of institutional capture, here's a stunning revelation. Xi Jinping's daughter graduated from Harvard. I don't think that surprises me and probably shouldn't surprise you either. She graduated in 2014 with a psychology degree, living under a pseudonym to hide her communist dictator lineage. Whether she's remained in America isn't the point. The fact that we welcome the daughter of our chief global adversary into one of our most elite institutions. Well, it was recently one of our most elite institutions. Not so much these days, but it just speaks volumes about how deeply compromised our educational establishment has become. The culture's shifting, folks, though slowly. A new Gallup poll shows Republican support for same-sex marriage dropping from 55 to 41% in just 3 years, the largest partisan gap since polling began in 1996. This comes as President Trump weighs whether former First Lady Jill Biden should testify about her role in covering up her husband's cognitive decline. Trump expressed reluctance, calling it the wife of a man going through a lot of problems. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. You can do both at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.